Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Max Fleck. Batting second, the shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third, the second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Turner Barber. Batting sixth, the center fielder, George Mysel. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pete Alexander. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pete Alexander. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jack Smith. Batting second, the first baseman, Jack Vernier. Batting third, the third baseman, Milt Stock. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Heinie Mueller. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Austin McHenry. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Doc Lavin. Batting eighth, the catcher, Eddie Ansmith. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Bailey. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bill Bailey. And now, play ball. Max Fleck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleck takes first base on ball four. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker bunts towards first. Vernier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby misplays the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Hollocker moves to second. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith fires to second and picks off Hollocker for the out. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ansmith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander fires to first and picks off Smith. One out. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball four. Vernier moves to second. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Fleck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barber. McHenry reaches second base with a double. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin bunts towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. McHenry moves to third. One out. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McHenry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Bill Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Flack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flack moves to second. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-1 in the game. Deal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miltstock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-1 in the game. Stock bunts towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stock for the out. Fernier moves to second. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 0-for-1 in the game. Barber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0-for-1 in the game. Meisel hits a pop-up towards first. Fernier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McHenry strikes out. One out. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 0-for-0 in the game. Lavin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Hollocker. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lavin. The throw from O'Farrell and he is out, Hollocker applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ansmith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it, throws to second, with Lavin covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fournier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollocker hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-2 in the game. Deal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ansmith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-1 in the game. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Sullivan pinch hits for Turner Barber. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0 for 2 in the game. Mysel hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Sullivan now playing left field. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McHenry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavin bunts towards first. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first, with Terry covering, for the out. McHenry moves to second. One out. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ansmith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander fires to first and picks off Ansmith. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flack hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fournier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 2 in the game. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 0-for-3 in the game. Deal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Twombly pinch runs for Charlie Deal. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Twombly moves to second. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 0-for-3 in the game. Meisel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.